Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. This is Jamal Diwan with another Friday message. Today is the 24th of Shawwal, 1445, the 3rd of May, 2024. And we're thinking today about this phrase that we use in English, which says, the proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the pudding. You know, most of us, when we hear this, we understand what it means right away, but actually, what does it really mean, right? The proof is in the pudding actually was an older statement. The full statement used to be along the lines of, the proof of the pudding is in eating it. Meaning, you don't really know if the pudding is good or not until you eat the pudding. You have to kind of taste it. And this is a reality of human life, that you find the fine things when they really go through some sort of tasting of it, some sort of testing of it. Even the word they say for fitna, for difficulty or trial, relates to a word in Arabic, it relates in Arabic to the idea of testing gold by fire. When you apply this fire to the gold, then you can distinguish between the pure part of the gold and the impure part of the gold. So there's an idea of this thing being tested. And we go through things in life that sometimes they test us. And they test our mettle. They show us a little bit about who we are. And it's not always that things come easily. Sometimes there's fear to overcome. Sometimes there's anxiety to overcome. Sometimes there's all kinds of feelings to overcome or physical challenges to overcome. But still, these difficulties that we go through, they tell us something about ourselves. And Allah says in the Quran, in chapter 4, verse 95, He says, لا يستوي القاعدون من المؤمنين غير أولي الضرر والمجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالهم وأنفسهم فضل الله المجاهدين بأموالهم وأنفسهم على القاعدين درجة وكلا وعد الله الحسنى وفضل الله المجاهدين على القاعدين أجرا عظيما. He said in this verse that those who are sitting, literally those who are sitting from the believers, essentially, actually, what this is like in English, you would say they're sitting it out. They're sitting it out, you know, something's going on. In this case, it's talking about people who are going to battle, people who are going to put their lives and their property on the line for what is true and what is right. And then, so there's people who do that, and there's people who sit it out. So Allah is saying that from the believers, there are those who sit it out, and there are those who struggle. And He says, the ones who sit it out, except for the ones who have some sort of reason to do so. Maybe they have a physical incapacity, maybe they really can't do it. But generally speaking, those who sit out and those who go and struggle, they're not the same. The ones who put their life and their property on the line and those who sit out, they're not the same. And Allah has given a rank to those who struggle over those who sit it out. And each of them He has promised good. Each of them He has promised good. And there's a great reward for those who struggle. So the idea here is that there is a difficulty, and those who stand up in that difficulty and they put their lives and their wealth on the line, then they have a much higher rank than those who do not. And you know, we're looking around the country, we're seeing all these protests at these different campuses, and even within each single protest, there's different levels, right? There's people who don't care at all. There's people who don't show up at all. There's people who aren't even part of the organizing. They're not part of the conversation. They're not part of providing any sort of moral or spiritual or physical or material support. They're just completely out, you know. And then there's those who are supporting at various levels. And then there are those all the way up to those who consciously say, you know what, I'm going to put myself on the front and I might get hurt. And I might get harmed by these people who are instigating, or by the police who, when they come in to raid these camps or whatever, they tend to take out their frustrations on those who are in the front, you know. So, but these people are going to say, you know what, we're going to put ourselves in the front. Some of them we know, many people have been detained, many people have been arrested, people were held zip-tied for many hours, some of them. And they went through difficulties, right? Just because we want to be there to protect the students. We want to help the students. And these students are facing very serious and real threats to their physical safety, to their well-being. And they're not the same. The ones who struggle are not the same as the ones who sit it out. And so we want to start by expressing our gratitude to the students who are raising their voices for those who are oppressed. Subhanallah, you know, we've seen multiple messages now come out of Gaza, where the people of Gaza have said, we see these protests are giving us hope, these protests are giving us strength, and that is an amazing, amazing thing. So first of all, we thank them. We thank also our religious and spiritual leaders who have been, many of them on the front lines. I can only, you know, here in Southern California, many of the imams and many of the people of knowledge, students of knowledge, have been on the front lines. Many of them have been there in the encampments to just provide support, to say, you know, we're with you, we stand with you, to also see what's going on, if there's anything that needs to be any sort of, you know, just to provide support. So these people, we salute them and we thank them. And then we're reminded again that the proof is in the pudding. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they had many difficulties that they went through. And Allah would say, for example, it's the Battle of Uhud, that this is everything that happened in the battle happened so that Allah could distinguish between that which is good and true and that which is not. Right? So sometimes these moments, they give us, we don't want to judge people who aren't there. The point is not to judge the people who aren't there, as the verse even says, and in each of them there's good. The verse teaches us, actually, that I mentioned, not to judge the ones who are not there. But it also teaches us to respect and appreciate and acknowledge the contributions and the sacrifices of those who are there. And so that's number one. Number two is that the proof is in the pudding, and that this is built on that which is good, it remains and it lasts. And Allah says in the Quran, كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْحَقَّ وَالْبَاطِلُ فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جَفَاءً فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جَفَاءً وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسَ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَذَلِكَ يَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالِ. That this is the nature of the good and bad. Allah gives this parable of the good and the bad. And He says that the bad, It goes away and it kind of like blows away. You know, it's like this foam that doesn't last. It just, it comes and it goes and it doesn't stay, right? يَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. And as for that which is good and benefits the people, as for that which benefits the people, then it remains in the earth. It remains in the earth. And so we notice that these campus protests actually are built on a couple decades of effort. And there were people over the last decades who, they would do these protests, they would show up, there would be maybe 10 people, 20 people, the universities would give them a hard time, instigators would be there, everyone would tell them, why are you doing this, why are you making these efforts? They say, look, we're just raising our voice for those who are oppressed. And generation, and then year upon year upon year, more effort is there, more things grow, and there's a great benefit in that. And what is beneficial, it stays in the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ بِهِ عَلِيمٌ. And whatever good that you do, Allah is all knowledgeable of it. So the major point here is that we see what is true and what is good in the experiences themselves, and then we also know and believe that what is true and what is good, when it builds, when it's put in the earth, it builds and it builds and it builds and it becomes more and more and more over time. And whatever we do from good, Allah knows all of it. So this is just a reflection today. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be with those who are standing up for those who are oppressed, raising their voices for what is true and what is right. And we ask Allah to give us the ability to always be on the side of what is true and what is right, and to inspire us to do that which is true and right. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.